If you've ever had a kid stick their finger in the bath plug hole, have you sort of started to panic a little bit? Don't do that. You'll get it stuck. I had my little daughter do that when she was about 6 years old at her mother's flat in Leichhardt at the time. We ended up with an ambulance vehicle and a couple of ambulance officers and the fire brigade and a plumber, which they got out of bed and eventually got freed. Last night at about 8:45, we were informed, quote, a prolonged rescue effort is underway. So it was happening right then at Colo Vale in the New South Wales Southern Highlands to free a toddler's finger from a bath plug hole tonight. The state emergency services, a local plumber, ambulance, police and care flight teams, including a helicopter, are involved at the house in Wattle Street. Ambulance paramedics called the care flight trauma doctor at 7:45 to provide clinical oversight to the toddler due to the time being taken to free him. A care flight doctor said the 15-month-old caught his finger in the bath plug drain as he was completing his evening bath and the doctor had to administer some sort of sedation. So that was all happening. So the question you ask is, what happened? Ian Badham is on the line now from CareFlight. G'day, Ian. How are you going?
G'day, Nick. It's every parent's, grandparent's nightmare, isn't it? Ooh. That this could happen.
So it sounds you actually had the chopper, what, land on the street somewhere in Colo Vale and the doctor went to the kid's aid?
In the park. It was the ambulance paramedics were there along with police and the SES who were doing running the rescue and, in your case, also the local plumber called in as well. And the paramedics wanted to have our trauma specialist there because, things could go wrong and it was best to have a doctor on hand who could give sedation, could administer a nerve block if necessary. I mean, normally our care flight teams go into major trauma. Somebody in a car that's been badly impacted in a crash with a truck or what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in that case, the vehicle's there and it's a matter of ripping it apart to get the team out under the medical supervision. In this case, the kiddie wasn't badly injured, but so it had to be done very slowly, very carefully to make sure that there was no further damage. And that's why it took time. And it really did. It was just over 3 hours before they could rip the concrete out of the bathroom to get in underneath the bath and free his finger. And as a precaution, we flew the toddler plus mum up to the kids' hospital where they've stayed overnight just to make sure there was no residual damage to the finger, but everything's A-okay, and that's really a wonderful result.
So 3 hours of work, including bashing through the concrete under the bath to release, what, the S-bend or something?
Yeah, to be able to get in under the bath to be able to then work from the, if you like, the downside to be able to free the finger because, you had to be able to get access to it and had to do it carefully so not to endanger his little finger any further.
There are dozens of parents listening, covering their faces in fear of this happening. Did you know at what point it happened? Was it when the water is actually draining out of the plug?
We think so, and that's certainly the indication we had. And as I said, our doctor was then able to sit in the dry bath with the toddler and provide the comfort and the support and the clinical oversight that was necessary. But
the doctor have to do the sedation?
He gave some mild sedation. The kiddie was pretty drowsy because it was, let's face it, well past bedtime.
Yes.
And the parents were very concerned. But the teams, the SES, the ambulance and the police, and the plumber really did a good job and very painstakingly working with the team. I think bathroom renovation may be the focus at Colo Vale.
Well, I wonder what state did they leave the bathroom in?
It was worse for wear, but the kiddie wasn't, and that's the good thing out of it.
Right. Did they have to transport the little fella in the helicopter with a piece of pipe on the finger?
The teams had done well. They'd had all that clear, so that was fantastic.
I mean, do you bring in the oxyacetylene torch to cut it away? What do you do?
Well, that's what you can't do in this case because here you have a perfectly well, adventurous toddler and you have to be very careful to cut the offending bit away so that you don't damage him any further.
Yeah.
And that's what had to happen. It just took time to be able to get into it. You're going to be reliving nightmares of what happened to you with the 6-year-old.
Well, first of all, I'm never going to complain about a plumber's bill ever again, if this is what they're going to do. But second of all, I confess there were times when my kids were just in the bath and enjoying themselves. Come on, out of the bath, come on, out of the bath. And I would just pull the plug out. And so it would just slowly drain and, you know, and they'd be left in a cold, empty bath. I'm just worried that that might have happened.
Oh, it could have happened. But I mean, we can laugh about this one, which we, and do be good because it's a good outcome. And compared to the major trauma with Kitty and adults that our teams go to every day, it's such a good news story and a good result. But it's light relief and it's wonderful. And certainly, the people at Colo Vale will now know what all the drama was last night. And people know that it can happen and to take care. But if it does happen, remember 000 and get the emergency services on the way.
Okay, so
and then also get the bathroom renovators lined up for the recovery as well.